trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
You're about to find out why Carrie Underwood's pants are making the news. But first, let's get into all the trending news. I saw this on Instagram. I had to talk about this because I thought it was so interesting. I don't know anybody that's written a message for a gravestone, and I don't know who does that. Like, when you die, who writes what goes on your gravestone? Do you have to do that before you go so that people know what they want in there? Because what if, like, you know, my kid ends up writing, like, he wasn't as good of a Fortnite player as me or something like that on my gravestone? Like, or, you know, who writes the tuna casserole recipe on there for other people? I don't know who does that, but I do like what this one person did in Massachusetts. The guy created a QR code for his father's gravestone so people can scan it and then learn all about his incredible life. I guess he was this atomic veteran that had this crazy story that he wanted people to know. So he created a webpage and the QR code, people can scan it and it goes right to him. So the QR code is on the gravestone. And I was like, oh, I love that. I'm a tech geek too, so I guess I like that kind of stuff. But it was such a cool way to tell a whole story in a really small space. So I'll put a picture of that on our Instagram story right now. Let's talk about why Carrie Underwood's pants are making the news. So Carrie Underwood posted these brand new pants that she had just bought, and she was in her closet, her luxurious, giant, walk-in, beautiful closet. And they're like these patent leather looking pants, but there was one problem with them. This is what she said.
So I bought these super cute patent leather, they're not leather, but looking leggings. There's just one problem. When you walk,
it's funny because all of her fans are posting on there like, it sounds like Doritos. It sounds like squishing a bug. It sounds like crumpling paper. You can see that on our Instagram story as well. And finally, let's talk about the Girl Scout cookies. Now, in just a minute here, I'm going to play you a sweet message from little Emmy from Deerfield, who is selling her Girl Scout cookies. Now, I launched it, yes, last week. Scotty's cookie commercial. I'll tell you how to submit so that you can get your cookies sold on my show, basically. I'm going to help you sell them in just a second. But the news with the Girl Scout cookies, there is the new flavor that's available today, the Raspberry Rayleigh. So it's apparently the raspberry-flavored sister cookie to the Thin Mints. If you want to send a little message that just says why people should buy your cookies, I will play it back for you on the air, and then I'll post the link so people can go ahead and get your cookies. So if you are selling cookies or you know somebody that's selling Girl Scout cookies, I'm just trying to help. Text the word cookie to 44995 and I'll send it right to your phone. Cookie to 44995.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.